But my story goes back to high school, and I'm a sophomore in high school, and got involved with some friends of mine that wanted me to join a sports team. And I don't know, for those of you familiar, and I'm Jewish, and it's something called AZA. So I was going to join this AZA chapter because I wanted to play on their football team, and they had a baseball team, and I thought it'd be a lot of fun. So I go to one of their meetings, and I meet some of the guys, and they said, after about one or two meetings, they said, "We're having elections." So I looked around the room, and I said, "I could maybe be an officer in this this club." So I decided I'm going to run for vice president. So I ask around, "Who's running?" And they point to this guy in the corner. I look over there. I said, "Well, I'm pretty sure I can beat that guy. This guy here just looked like he just seemed to be like kind of disappointed and didn't really have any energy." And I said, I think I have this." So I stood up and I gave my speech, and everyone clapped. And then he talked, and they voted for me, and I became vice president. So one of my cousins who's in the group comes over and he goes, "Good for you. You beat the kid who has leukemia." So anyway, I'm standing there feeling like, oh, my God. So I walk over, I meet this guy. We talk for a little while. He's a really nice guy. And I said, "How about you and I be co-vice presidents?" So I won't go through. I'd be here for 10 minutes if I told you even half the stories of he and I over the next 2-3 years and our friendship. But I'll just tell you one. I go to this dance, and same guy on the side of the room, and I meet this girl, and we're talking, and we're driving home. My wife's in the audience, Lisa. It was long before I met you. Okay, but anyway. So I'm driving in the car, and she's sitting between us, and I've got Peter, you know, on the other side. And I turn around, and she's waiting for me to ask her to this dance. And I started to, and I hear, "Would you like to go to the dance with me?" So she turns to me and looks at me, and I said, "Well, how about would you go with the dance with the two of us? We'll pick you up on Friday." So anyway, Peter and I go to the dance, and I won't go too long on this, but I drive them. We go to the dance. We come back. We're at her house. So the door's open, and I invite the girl out, and we're walking to the door. And I turn around, and there's Peter following us up the walkway. We get to the front door. This is friendship. Because I turned around and gave her a kiss goodnight, said I had a really good time, and then Peter gave her a kiss goodnight, and he said he had a good time. And he and I go home, and we're friends. So now fast forward to college, and I kind of lost track of Peter. You know, we stayed in touch, and we were good friends. But Peter is in the record books now. He had leukemia since he was about maybe 12 or 13. Peter's alive today, and he's 53 years old. Wow. But anyway, Peter, while I was in college, I started to visit him, and now in a senior home. He's only about 18 at the time. And I'm going to the senior home. He's living with seniors. He's got a cane. He has shingles. He's got other problems. He looks about 80 years old at this point from all the chemo and everything else. So one day I go to pick him up, and Peter's not there. And I'm a little angry because I came out of my way to go there to take Peter, and I have a cousin with me, and we were going to take him and show him a good time, and no Peter. I find out he's in a coma, and they've rushed him to NIH, and that's kind of the end. So I'm going to visit him 3 or 4 times. The doctors are explaining that all his gray matter is gone, and really there's nothing more. It's not really Peter, and he's no longer with us. So I stop going. Well, my cousin keeps going. Now, he's Buddhist, and he's doing all this chanting and the things that he was doing to sort of help and do what he could. And I figured it can't hurt. Let him do it, you know. But for 7 years, he's in the coma at NIH. And now I'm married, and I'm a couple years married, and I get this phone call, and it's my cousin Joe. And he says, "Brian, somebody wants to talk to you." And on the phone, this voice says, "Brian? It's Peter." So I said, "Put that other guy back on the phone right now." So anyway, Joey gets on the phone, my cousin, and he says, "Brian, it's Peter." I said, what kind of a sick joke is this? And he goes, "It really is. It's Peter. He came out of the coma." And I said, "Oh, my God." And he goes, "And Brian, I told him that you were visiting him every day." Good story. Thank you.